people have the fundamental right to pay to get the health care they think they need. Joining us now to discuss the impact of this decision is 940 News political analyst Stephen Block, who's been tracking the issue for many years now. Good afternoon, Stephen.
Good afternoon, Lauren.
Do you think this will mean a more efficient health care system?
Well, you know, efficiency is one of those very strange games. There's a very different notion of efficiency in a public sector service than there is on the private side. I'll just tell you a little story here. I once had an argument with an American economist who was saying, look, if you want to deliver hamburgers to a mass population in huge numbers, you hire McDonald's. So what's the difference here? It's a product, it's a service. What's the difference? And my reply was that, if you have a pre-existing condition or you turn 65, McDonald's is not going to refuse to sell you hamburgers. So it may be very efficient on one level, but it's very inefficient on another level. I had a minor procedure a year and a half ago, and I called up a doctor who I wanted to have performed the surgery. He was no longer available. He was he'd moved over to the private side. So that meant that a doctor was removed from the public side, which meant that this now means that you have a smaller number of doctors. Does that mean that the lines are going to get shorter on the public side? No, it probably will mean exactly the opposite, unless the government actually puts more money into the public side and starts hiring more doctors.
My next question was about the doctors. What do you think will be the effect on health professionals?
Well, they're going to have to make a choice. They're going to be given a choice. If it seems that they're going to make more money, and of course, a lot of doctors are very entrepreneurial. If they think they're going to make more money by moving over to the private sector, then they'll do it, which is really too bad, because I don't know if the government is going to be able to prevent that. Maybe they'll have to provide incentives to keep doctors in. But the bottom line is the bottom line. A private sector company wants to increase prices if it can, and it wants to cut costs, which in this case means the types of services provided. So this can't be good in the long run for the great majority of Canadians.
Okay, Stephen, thanks for your perspective this afternoon.
Thank you.
Stephen Block of Vanier College is a 940 News political analyst.